This is KLCC News. I'm Rachel McDonald. As they continue to face a $1.6 billion budget shortfall, Oregon lawmakers will get a key update on the state's financial outlook next week. The May revenue forecast is a key piece of information as budget writers put together the next two-year spending plan. But even with the forecast in hand, some of the biggest questions about how much revenue the state can expect have yet to be answered. Joining us now is our Salem correspondent, Chris Lehman. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Rachel.
The revenue forecast on Tuesday is a look at what state economists are predicting will come in the door over the next 2 years, mainly from income taxes. Why is that such a critical number for lawmakers?
Well, it's the number they use to determine their upcoming two-year budget. The state economists say this is approximately how much money the state will take in, mostly in income taxes. So that's how they craft their budget. That revenue forecast is based on current law. So if no other changes are made to state law for the rest of the legislative session, this is what they expect for numbers coming in the door. And so, you know, state revenues have been up over the previous budget cycle, but the cost of providing state services has grown even more during that time. So that's how we have this $1.6 billion shortfall in the state budget.
And how are lawmakers planning to make up that budget gap?
Well, if they get really lucky, the revenue forecast next week will shrink that budget gap just a little bit, but it could go in the other direction. It could get even bigger on Tuesday. Now, there's a couple of different strategies they're trying. One is something called cost containment. That's sort of code for budget cuts, but really it's different than sort of serving fewer people. It's changing the model, if you will, for state government, for some agencies at least. So trying to restructure how services are provided. You will possibly see cuts to services. They're also in negotiations right now to renew a so-called provider tax on hospitals. That's a way of paying for healthcare for low-income people that has been working in the past, but they want to expand that. But they're also looking at a possible overhaul to the way that the state taxes businesses. That's really the elephant in the legislative room right now.
And what changes are being proposed to corporate taxes in Oregon?
Well, right now, corporations are taxed based on their income, and this would tax them on the amount of sales that they have in Oregon. So you couldn't take deductions for business expenses. It's kind of like Measure 97, which Oregon voters defeated last year by a considerable margin, but this proposal is different. It taxes a much broader range of businesses and at a much lower amount. So spread the pain around, if you will. And the idea is that that'll be more palatable to the business community.
So let's talk about this transportation package that was proposed on Monday by lawmakers. It's an $8.2 billion funding package that would go toward highways, mass transit, bike paths, and more. Why are they throwing around these big numbers when, as we just talked about, the state is struggling to pay for services it already provides?
Well, that's a good question, and it's a little confusing, but for the most part, money that comes in from the gas tax has to go towards highway and transportation improvements. So you can raise the gas tax, which is part of the proposal, but you wouldn't actually solve the budget shortfall when it comes to regular state government services. But obviously paying for transportation is part of what state government does. So possibly an increase in the gas tax, possibly higher vehicle registration fees, a statewide payroll tax that could go to mass transit, might even be a tax on new bicycles that would go towards funding bike paths. And that $8.2 billion, by the way, is spread out over 10 years. So that gives you an idea of how large this transportation package is.
And how likely is it that this plan would go through at this point in the session?
Well, it's always a challenge to ask for a tax increase, whether lawmakers will approve it or not, whether it gets referred to voters, you know, how would voters feel about it? But this package has been the product of a year-long discussion, hearings around the state. So, you know, they've done their homework, but it's definitely not a sure thing. It's the time is short, really, to get it through the legislative session right now.
Well, thank you so much, Chris, for joining us and talking about the legislative session.
You're welcome.
Chris Lehman is KLCC's Salem correspondent. Oregon lawmakers have 2 months left in their session. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.